have Dr. Amy Lewin. Dr. Lewin is a clinical psychologist at Children's National Medical Center in Washington, D.C. She's the director of research for the Healthy Generations Program, a teen talk clinic which provides comprehensive primary care services to teen parents and their children. She will discuss enhancing co-parenting among pregnant low-income teens, adaptation of family foundations.
Hi. There we go. We also have no disclosures. And real quickly, what I'm going to talk about today is co-parenting and specifically what it means for teen parents. When I tell people that I work on co-parenting and teen parents, the response is usually, huh? But I'm going to tell you a little bit also briefly about Family Foundations, which is an effective co-parenting intervention for adult parents. And then talk a little bit about how my team worked with Dr. Mark Feinberg, who is the developer of Family Foundations, to adapt it, to make it developmentally and culturally relevant for a group of urban African-American low-income teen parents. And when we adapted it, we renamed it Strong Foundations. So everybody knows what co-parenting is, but there are two points in particular that I want to make about it that are relevant today. First of all, co-parenting really is distinct and separate from the romantic or sexual relationship that parents might have, and it's also separate from custody issues, separate from financial support issues. And co-parenting does not imply that parenting roles are equal in authority or responsibility, particularly in teen parents who are usually not living together. Finally, co-parenting in adult parents has been studied pretty well and is found to be associated with parental well-being, parenting behavior, and child outcomes. So why are we looking at co-parenting in teen parents? My team's research and many other researchers have found that the romantic relationship between young parents is the strongest predictor of father involvement with their children, but they're teenagers, and not surprisingly, they tend to break up, and father involvement decreases. In our work, we found that that decreases primarily between the child's age of 12 and 24 months. And it's not surprising to think about this because adolescents, as we know, they tend to be impulsive, they have less life experience, they don't have the kind of conflict negotiation skills and relationship skills that would enable them to figure out how to have a relationship even through the complex emotions of a breakup. But social support is protective for teen mothers and their children, and we have found in our clinical work that fathers are really an underappreciated source of support for many teen mothers, not all, but many. There is some very, the beginning of some evidence, largely because of the work of Dr. Florsheim, that has shown that there is a relationship between co-parenting and parenting and child outcomes for teen parents specifically. But, you know, a lot of the research that's been done on co-parenting really does focus on adult, married, or divorced, middle class, usually white families. And then I think the most important reason to talk about co-parenting in teen parents is that we found in our clinical work that teen mothers and fathers really do want a positive co-parenting relationship. As we began to notice this in our clinical work, we did a qualitative study where we did semi-structured interviews with 45 teen parents, 20 mothers and 25 fathers. And these were all low-income African-American teen parents in Washington, D.C. And they all talked about how they did not themselves have involved fathers when they were growing up, and they didn't really have models of successful co-parenting in their families and their neighborhoods. But they were very well aware of the negative effects on children of fighting between parents. This first quote, when you fight in front of your kids, they know, and that affects them, was a common theme in the interviews. The teens also really expressed a desire for fathers to find a way to be positively involved with their children, and both mothers and fathers expressed an interest in a program to help young parents achieve father involvement. This quote here is from a father that we interviewed. "Because I see grown up men, fathers never be there for their child. I want a program to be there for parents so kids stop growing up with one parent. So I want to make a strong relationship. I want a program just to get the parents all a strong relationship with each other. And finally, the parents were also clear that they needed help with resolving conflicts. This one mother said, they might be more comfortable sharing if there were a third party there, because at least they know the other person might not blow up in their face as much. If you did it at home and you try to confront the situation, one or the other might yell, go off, get physical. So we knew we wanted to help the teen parents in our program find a way to work together as co-parents. In trying to understand co-parenting interventions that were out there, we came across the Family Foundation's intervention. I'll just really briefly tell you, this is an intervention for first-time married or living together adult parents. It's integrated into childbirth preparation classes, and it consists of 5 prenatal group sessions and 4 postpartum group sessions. And the content focuses on things like communication skills, conflict management, child temperament, problem solving, and division of labor. What really impressed me is that Dr. Feinberg did a randomized controlled trial with an N of 167 couples, and he followed these couples from the time of intervention until the child was age 3, and he found some pretty impressive intervention effects. He found that families in the intervention group had more supportive co-parenting. The parents were more confident. They had less stress and less depression. They were more warm and sensitive in their parenting and had less negative and harsh and overly reactive parenting. And their children had better attention spans, more capacity for self-regulation, and fewer behavior problems, which actually makes sense if you think about the fact that they were exposed to seeing more cooperation and less conflict between their parents. So we set about trying to make this Family Foundation's intervention meaningful and relevant and accessible to the young parents that we work with. We're currently working with mothers ages 15 to 18 who are pregnant with their first baby and their male partners of any age. Our intervention has both a prenatal and a postpartum component. There are 5 prenatal group sessions, and the postpartum component is primarily an individual family-based intervention that's integrated into well-child pediatric visits during the first year of the child's life. And we are also doing a randomized controlled trial where both groups get comprehensive primary care and case management. Without going into much detail, the prenatal sessions are really focused on building and rehearsing and developing skills. We do impart a lot of pediatric content. We teach them things like how to soothe a crying baby, how to diaper and bathe a baby, safety in the home, those kinds of things. But we also talk a lot about values and goals, about identifying themselves as a parenting team, and we do a lot of skill building around managing conflict and communicating negative feelings. The postpartum sessions really try to take those skills and make them meaningful in an individual couple or family's context. But we also do some content related to sleep, to navigating their relationship with grandparents, meaning the teen parents' parents, family planning, what happens when romantic relationship ends and other partners are involved, and also things like child attachment. So we're very newly into this intervention. We've only been at it for about 2 months now, but we've spent the last 2 years refining, pilot testing, re-refining, re-pilot testing, re-refining this intervention, and we feel like we're at a point where we have some lessons learned that I can share with you. The first and biggest lesson that we've really taken from this entire experience is that both moms and dads really do want to find a way for dads to be involved. The teens who have participated in our pilot group and in our first cohort have been extremely receptive to this intervention and enthusiastic about it. And as I have on the bottom of the slide here, teen parents are hungry for this information. These are just some quotes from the debriefing after our pilot groups. One mom said, "Nobody ever talked to us about this stuff before." Another said, "Today's session really let me see that me and my co-parent are on the same page with a lot of things, and it was helpful because it let me see where we could go as parents." And a third mom said about her baby's father, "I really liked hearing what he had to say about that stuff." I think when people ask me, well, what's the main thing that you did to adapt this intervention, I would say more activities, less talking. These are kids generally who have not had successful school experiences, and they don't want anything that resembles a class. And we found that when we talked too much, their cell phones came out and they started texting. But we were able to really engage them with activities which to us seem very simple, but were very powerful for them. Things like when we wanted to talk about child attachment, we made it into a game show, and we called it Myth versus Reality, and we had the guys versus the girls, and we would say basically like a true-false question about child attachment, and they'd have to make it into a game show. It was just much more engaging for them to do something like that. And I guess the final thing I want to talk about is recruitment. This might be what my 10-year-old daughter calls a duh, but when we first started recruiting through the moms, because that's who we know best and who we've taken care of for the longest, and they would sometimes tell us, "I don't think the dad is going to want to be involved." But we have a male staff member. I should mention, actually, that our groups are facilitated by both a male and a female staff member. And when we had a cool young male staff member contact the dads, they were much more receptive and interested in being involved. So that's the duh. And finally, I just also want to acknowledge the Office of Adolescent Pregnancy Programs, which have been longtime supporters of our work, and acknowledge Dr. Feinberg, whose original work was supported by NIH, and our team, and especially the Young Parents of the Healthy Generations program. Thanks.